Someday I'm gonna write a story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met, and how my heart can forget the way you smiled at me. I'd like the world to know.
It's Monday. Bike out of shed, off I go. Clock in, gas is on, apron on. Time for a quick cuppa before the Utah. I've been in this factory 4 years, 6 months and 2 weeks. I'm Welsh and I live, work and play in Cardiff. It's 1959. 1950 and bloody nine. And I'm 20 years old. Bookbinding's what I do. It's not the best job in the world, of course. Not exactly test pilot stuff, but... Oh, but nothing. There's no doubt about it. Work's a bugger. Oh, that's it. We're off.
7 Foot with a Wooden Leg by Peter King. Dramatized by Jerry Jones. With Matthew Morgan as David.
Mr. Trent, can I have a girl to glue for me?
Yes, right, I'll send one down.
Thanks.
And don't just stand there looking at me. Carry on till then.
He goes, and I get on with things. Glue 5 backs. 5 done. 20 done. 1 hour, 30 minutes to tea break. 4 hours, 30 minutes to lunch. 7 hours, 30 minutes to being let out. Ah, here comes a girl. Not bad. Not bad at all. 7.5 out of 10. I explained gluing to her.
Now, is that all clear to you?
Yes, thank you.
Sure?
I think so.
Well, we'll soon find out.
Don't worry.
Where have you come from?
All around.
Office job, was it?
Why'd you say that?
Your nails haven't started snapping yet.
What's that you're doing?
I'm brushing the bone folder through my hair to get grease on it. On the folder, that is.
Why?
So it runs along the spine of the books more easy.
Easily.
What?
Grammatically, you should say more easily.
Oh, yeah? Well, in CAD, if we say more easy.
Please yourself.
Thanks. I will.
Why do you keep sniffing me? Do I smell all right?
Yeah. Fine.
It's your Evian.
Not bad. Makes a change from the other girls around here anyway. They usually smell a stale sweat.
Got quite a nose, haven't you?
Did you start this morning?
Yes.
Have you been here long?
4 years, 6 months, 2 weeks, 1 hour, 34 and a half minutes.
Well, now. What time's tea break?
Soon. You have it with the birds.
On the roof, you mean?
What?
You mean I have my tea on the roof with the birds?
You know very well what I mean.
Just checking.
What's your name?
Claire.
Bear Claire, do you dare?
What's your name?
David. Dave.
Dave was a knave and not at all brave.
You're taking the mickey out of me. And you better stop, because I'm the boss as far as you're concerned.
Oh. Is this a big printing works?
Yeah, medium big.
Tell me about the other departments.
What departments?
You mean you haven't noticed?
That's right. Now get back to your gluing.
Yes. Boss. You haven't used your eyes much, have you?
What does that mean?
I mean not taking notice of the other departments.
I couldn't care less about it.
Ow!
What is it? What's wrong?
I can't glue anymore. My hand, it's sticking to the handle.
Oh, careful. Careful now.
God, my fingers are stuck.
Slowly now. Take it slowly.
Ow!
Oh, sorry.
God, it's pulled some skin away.
Can't be helped. I'm sorry.
God, it hurts.
Yeah, same thing happened to me when I started. My fingers were bent for days. Blood all over the place.
Oh, nasty.
As it's a bookbinding. Do you want me to ask the foreman for another girl?
No, I'd rather go on. Oh, shall I unfold more sheets?
Yeah, good idea.
I can use my left hand.
Yeah, but don't hold the handle too tight.
You always have to work in artificial light.
Right so.
Why don't they make a hole in the wall and put a window there?
Well, I'll tell the boss next time he asks for my suggestions.
You should.
I will.
Good.
How's your hand feeling?
Sore. But this left one's okay so far. Shall we start putting the marble paper on the side?
I give the orders.
All right. What do you want me to do, sir?
Put some water in them pots first. Then you can mix some glue and put marble paper on the sides. I'm fed up with putting backs on.
How come you chose bookbinding?
Accident.
Did you do handicraft at school?
Yeah, a bit.
Were you good?
Not bad. What school do you go to?
Private school.
Oh. So what are you doing here?
Earning my living, same as you.
And what were you doing before you came here?
Office work, like you said.
Which do you like best?
I don't know yet. Office work's easier on the hand, though.
Love, don't bother with glue anymore. If the foreman looks this way, just open some sheets.
Right. What do you do in the evenings?
Well, telly some nights, bars, a few drinks, bit of dancing.
Quietly vegetating, you mean?
If you talk like that, I'll make you blue again.
What do you like doing most of all?
Being in the sun, I think. On a beach somewhere. And I like cricket on a sunny day.
I think cricket's dull.
Well, I can't expect a bird to understand.
I bet you've never heard a symphony or an opera, have you?
Yours died, didn't it?
No, it's yours.
Right then, Claire, I want you to come with me. Sorry to interrupt your interesting discussion.
Right, Mr. Trent.
And David, I leave Julia with you, okay?
Sure.
Come on then, Claire. Let's be off. You haven't seen the last of you.
Well, hello, oldie draws.
Shut up and crawl back in your own.
Look, come here, I'll teach you how to blue.
Get off! I did myself a long time ago.
So, what do you think of the new girl?
She's all right. I haven't talked too much.
Yeah, she can't take a joke.
Well, your jokes aren't much good anyway.
Come on, you can glue faster than that.
I'll glue yours in a minute.
Listen, see that cutting machine there?
Of course I do.
Well, if I have another word out of you, I'll carry you to it, stick your head under the knife and chop it off. Now work and no talking.
Hey, sunshine.
I said no talking, bacon bomb.
Well, don't blame me then.
All right, what do you want to say?
Nothing.
Well, come on, what was it?
I didn't want to say nothing.
Right then, get gluing.
What's the smell? Mm-hmm. What is it?
What smell?
That's what I wanted to tell you. Look at the glue on the gas over there.
Oh. There's no water in it, Clockhead.
I just filled it up.
Oh, of course, you did.
I did.
Of course. Then while you were working on the bench right in front of the pot here, looking directly at it, someone came and emptied the water. That's what happened, isn't it?
Yes.
Someone emptied the water away.
Yes.
A little invisible fairy. A little fairy that you annoyed, perhaps.
Perhaps.
It all sounds bloody unlikely, doesn't it? Bloody unlikely.
Yes.
So why the hell are you agreeing with me, you gormless creep?
I didn't like to argue, Mr. Trent.
God help us when you finish your apprenticeship. You'll never hold a job down, never. You know what will happen? One of these days, you cloth brain, you blow us all up. You blow us all to hell. The whole bloody factory will be gone in a minute.
You two don't get on very well, do you?
Shut up.
Do you?
Shut up and glue.
You won't be told that's your trouble.
Glue, bird brain. I don't want another chirp out of you.
You just can't.
Not one.
Big Ed.
They always have the last word, birds.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you.
I didn't see Claire again till payday on Friday. In the evening, she agreed to quietly vegetate as I taught her how to play darts at a place called the Life Belt. Wish I hadn't bothered.
Let's tip your own of the way.
I really enjoyed that.
Good. Wish I could say the same.
It was a pity you couldn't get started till near the end.
I've never known anyone have beginner's luck like you.
Really?
I mean, 301 straight off. Ridiculous.
It was easy. After all, you told me where I was supposed to put the darts, didn't you?
Yeah, but I couldn't put them there, could I?
Do you want to have another go?
No, I bloody don't.
I'm sorry I beat you.
Oh, forget it.
I just couldn't help it.
Let's stop talking about that, shall we?
All right. But like I said, I did enjoy it.
And like I said, good. Now shut up about it.
I also enjoyed my first week at the work.
Just wait till you've been there a bit longer.
Why don't you enjoy your work?
I don't like working indoors.
Get an outdoor job then.
I don't like cold weather. I want to be where it's sunny.
You know, I've come to the conclusion that you have a problem.
Oh?
You're definitely the Mediterranean type. Within you, sun and nature are at war with the confines of your social environment.
Just listen to it.
It's true, you're doing the wrong work.
And what were you working on today?
My thesis.
What thesis?
My thesis at the university.
You're at the university?
Yes.
Studying what?
Sociology.
So why are you working at the factory? Well, tell me.
It helps my thesis.
And what's your thesis about?
It's about working in factories.
Oh, I see. Slumming it, are you? Finding out how the other half lives?
No.
Then what the hell are you doing out with me?
I like you.
I've a good mind to go.
Please don't.
Why didn't you tell me?
I thought you'd think it's stupid.
I do.
And that's why I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. Are you going?
No.
Good.
I don't like being used, though. I do not like being used.
Let's go and eat. Please. Please, come on, don't be a moody Welshman. Here's a kiss for you.
No, don't kiss me. Not in front of me, mate. Not after you've just beaten me at that. Let's go and eat.
All right.
and I know just the place.
The wine arrives. Good stuff. We drink, we talk, we eat, and later we dance. A body feeling good pressing into mine. God, the food was good too. Enormous steaks. The price will kill me, but to hell with it. Beauty deserves the best. Hours later, lounging at the table, the drink begins to affect what I say. But I don't care anymore. I'm having a wonderful time.
I'm very happy with you, Claire. Very happy. Very, very happy.
Thank you. But you sound a bit as though you've just bought something that works well.
Oh, happy. I'm glad we came here.
And I'm glad you're glad. Oh, by the way, don't worry about the cost of this evening. I'm paying. Oh. Daddy gave me a little present this afternoon.
No. No, I'm paying.
No, you're not. Daddy's paying. Now leave it at that.
Okay. Yes, to Daddy.
To Daddy.
Tell me, how do you know the manager here?
He owns another restaurant near the university. We usually go there.
We? Who's this we?
Oh, look, sorry to break up the party, but I think it's time I was going.
Where do you live?
By the Globe Cinema.
I walk you home.
You don't have to.
I know, but it's 1 o'clock. I think it's best. Anyway, I want to. The streets are deserted, the sky clear, and the moon is at half. I like the dark hours of the morning. I'm glad I put my clean underpants on. It's always best to put on clean underpants when you go out with a bird. Well, you never know, do you?
Now then, Christine, this is David. David, this is my flatmate, Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Hello there. Nice to meet you. Well, you two, I'm off to bed. There's some coffee packed in the kitchen. As for me, I'm off. Night, both.
Night. Night.
I'll put a little music on.
It's nice and warm in here.
It certainly is. Christine must have had the electric fire on all night.
It's a nice flat. Really nice.
Oh, thank you. There. I think that will do.
Did you enjoy yourself tonight?
Very much.
Good. It was fun.
And comfy.
Mm, very comfy. Very comfy indeed.
Well, don't get too comfy.
I wonder why she said that. Does she mean I need more strength for? We turn the light down low. Claire stretches her smooth, silken legs. Her body sinks slowly, softly, sensuously to the carpet. The pile surrenders and enfolds her. I move towards her. She is caught. Mesmerized by the magnetism radiating from my powerful male eyes. We're face to face. Let it be now, she whispers. Oh, please, let it be now.
Gimpy, are you asleep?
Oh, sorry, miles away.
Looks like you need a good night's rest.
I'm sorry. I'd better go.
Yes.
Shall I go?
I think you'd better by the look of you.
When will I see you again?
Well, there's a party on next Saturday. Would you like to come?
Oh, very much.
Right then, you're invited.
Thank you.
But David, at work, I'll ignore you.
Why?
I don't want the men making silly jokes, that's why.
Oh, fair enough.
Are you on the phone?
Yes.
Number?
74139.
Okay, then.
Well, hadn't you better write it down?
I'll remember it.
Well, thanks for a lovely evening, Claire.
You too.
Oh, you must be off then.
Right.
Sounds if it's pouring down outside. I've got 2 miles to walk.
It'll help to wake you up, perhaps.
Wish I brought my Mac, though.
Here's a kiss to help you on your way.
Never felt like this, I knew like it's kept. How did I exist, I knew like it's kept. Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed
you. Home at last. Wet clothes thrown away.
crisp white sheet. Oh, an evening to remember. Oh, a special evening. Yes. Positively. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's very clean, Doctor.
Yes, nurse, very clean. I shouldn't be surprised to find that these underpants were clean on this evening.
How bad is he?
Very bad, I'm afraid. He's suffering from an acute one-wheel leak.
Because of all that rain, you mean?
Yes. You see, the skin holds the body liquids, blood, etc., and the bone key's all right. But it leaks in liquid from outside.
Such as rainwater.
Exactly. He must have been caught in a very heavy shower. Time to operate, nurse. We'll have to puncture him quickly. Pass me the road drill.
One road drill, Doctor.
Thank you. Right. Hold him down, please, nurse.
Did it? Wake up. I said wake up.
Oh. Right, ma'am, right.
Here's a cup of tea. It's 12 o'clock, and it's a lovely morning.
Boy, I sure had some dreams.
Do. Now your clothes are all wet. Did you get wet last night?
No, someone must have put them on after I took them off. Of course I got wet.
I told you to take a mark out, didn't I?
You did.
But you think you know best, don't you?
I do.
Well, you don't. Now, drink your tea up and then get up.
Yes, ma'am. Oh. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Oh, this tea's bloody scalding.
I will have less of a bloody, if you don't mind.
There's been a lot of talk about the game of love.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's what everybody everywhere is thinking of.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't see Claire much the next week. Well, she wants to work on a thesis after she goes home from the factory. Still, Saturday comes round, and with the week's work behind me, I look forward to the party.
What time you meeting this lovey-dovey, then?
I don't know that.
Well, what time you going out?
I don't know.
Look at you, in your party clothes, brushing your shoes, and you don't know when you're going to meet her. Honestly, David, you're hopeless.
Yes. God, you're right.
Well, you know where this tart you're courting lives?
No.
Not very well organised, are you?
No, ma'am.
You won't listen, see? That's your trouble. You think you know best.
Yes? Oh, I'm so glad you rang. Right. Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine. Fine. Bye. You see, ma'am? No need to worry. See, Dad? Things always turn out all right in the end.
What time you meeting her, then?
8:30.
And where would that be?
At her place. Her place, Dad.
And she told you where it was, did she?
Oh, God. God.
But I thought you said you didn't know where it was.
I don't.
Well, you can't meet her there, can you?
Oh, bloody hell.
Language in front of your mother.
Sorry.
But you have been there, haven't you?
Yes.
So what was the name of the street?
I don't know. Oh, God, I hope she rings back.
Why should she? I'll stop using the Lord's name all the time.
Ring, damn you, ring!
You know, David, with a mind like yours, you ought to try for a job in the government.
If I was you, David, I'd get on my bike and start searching.
Oh, ring, you black monster, or I'll break you to pieces. Ring!
You're wasting your breath. She won't ring.
Hello? Oh, well, no, I don't, actually. What? Oh, yeah, right. Pencil, man.
You are.
Right, I'm ready. Go ahead. Yeah, got that. Okay, yeah. Yeah, fine. And I'll bring my bike in case it rains. Well, it's a long walk. Thanks for ringing. Bye now.
That was her, I suppose.
Yes.
Pity. I was looking forward to seeing you sat there in your bit of best all night.
Ma'am, maybe later on tonight, so don't worry.
I won't.
David... You do know all about the birds and the bees, don't you?
Oh, leave him alone, Tom, will you? Now then, David, you be careful. That's all.
Outside the house at last. Cycle clips on, bike ready, off I go. Bit of rain falling, still, never mind. Tonight's the night. Hang on, Claire. I'm on my way.
I'm nearly ready.
Right.
Bring me some coffee there, the love. It's still hot.
Oh, sure.
You'll find some pickies under the bed.
Why'd you keep them under the bed?
I don't know. Why be logical?
Whose party are we going to?
Couple of science students.
Where?
What?
I said, where is it?
In town, across the road from the dungeon. They've got a big attic flat.
Do we take booze with us?
Sorry, can't hear.
Never mind.
Where's that coffee?
Oh, come in. Where are you?
I'm having a bath.
Oh.
Bring me a biscuit as well. It's all right, I'm covered in bubbles.
I go into the bathroom. God, my ass beating like mad. Doesn't seem to bother her, though. I leave her there with her coffee and biscuits and bubbles. I smoke a cigarette. Then another. Then another. What are you doing now?
Changing.
Where?
In Christine's bedroom.
Why?
She's got a bigger wardrobe, so I keep some of my things in here.
Do we take booze?
Please stop asking questions. I'm trying to decide what to wear.
I just want to know about the booze.
Well, as it's my friend's birthday, I'll give him a bottle of whiskey. You can take some beer.
Hey. How long have you had that kinky leather jacket?
About a year.
They look good when they're worn a bit. Thought so. Leather's all soft and cuddly. Got grease on your hair?
No.
Good.
She disappears back into the bedroom. I try not to think of her body. I think of mending shoes, coal mining. I even think of smelly feet, anything. But all I can think about is her body. I smoke another cigarette. What are you doing?
Jill's trying to decide what to wear. Getting impatient?
No, not at all. I look through one of her notebooks. I shouldn't, I suppose, but inside is written...
Our conception of the meaning of marriage has changed in a generation and is still fluid. The whole structure of marriage may eventually break down. Now that women have a broader than ever outlook on life and no longer consider their only vocation to be dusting, washing, cooking and producing babies, anything can happen. This does not necessarily mean love gone wild, apropos Brave New World, but the wide use of contraception allows women greater freedom of choice than ever before.
Ta-da! I'm ready. I had to fight my way into these jeans.
Yeah, they're very...
tight.
Yeah. Nice, though.
Thanks.
Where did you get that shirt?
Stop asking questions.
Oh, sorry.
You sure I look all right?
Now you're asking questions.
Sorry.
You look lovely.
Right, then. Party time. What do you think of this flat?
Don't know what to say, really. What happened to the wallpaper?
It's all torn. Oh, it's done deliberately, to show the naked bricks.
My man would go mad.
Is this enough food for you?
Yeah, plenty.
Come on, then. Let's go into the other room.
Oh,
you're right.
Oh, I just hit my head on this bloody sloping rafter.
Are you all right?
Embarrassed is what I am.
Oh, you gave it a nasty bump.
What the other rafter there for, anyway? It's not even a real one.
Ray likes it. Look, just sit here and have something to eat. There's plenty of drink as well.
Good. I need it.
Come on, Claire. Let's dance.
Do you want to dance, David?
No, I'm all right.
You sure?
Apart from an headache. You go with Ray.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Good food, isn't it? I haven't had a chance to eat it yet.
You'll love it.
Yeah, our Ray's a bit of a gourmet, I believe.
See, I believe that life is a railway journey. You come to a junction and you choose which track to take.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, for God's sake, Peter, stop boring everyone with your damn railway journey thing.
I thought he might take his mind off his bum, that's all. One always feels such a prick when one does something like that.
Hello, David. Remember me? Christine, the one who shares the flat with Claire.
Oh, sorry. This is light, or lack of it.
They've had too much to drink, but let's dance.
Okay, as long as we keep our eyes open for those long rafters.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry?
Do you like dancing with me?
This is really close, Christine.
Do you like me?
I don't know you that well, do I?
Do you want to kiss me?
I haven't thought about it.
Think about it.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Don't take too long.
I've thought about it.
And?
I don't particularly want to.
That's a bit nasty.
You did ask.
I mean, here we are. Dark room, sexy music playing, and you don't want to kiss me. Why?
Because you got short hair, that's why.
What?
That's like kissing a bloke, necking with a short-haired bird in the dark.
I'm not going to be home tonight, so why don't you keep Claire company? Sleep with her.
What happened to you wanting us to kiss?
I'm fine. I've got a lover. Look after Claire.
I'll think about it.
Don't take too long.
I've thought about it. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back
Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Do you want some coffee, David?
No, thanks. Look, I'm sorry I spoiled the party for you, leaving like that. It's just that my headache got worse.
Don't be silly. I wanted to leave too. I wanted to come away with you.
Are you having coffee?
I don't think so.
I'd better go, hadn't I?
Yes. I suppose you should.
Claire?
Yes. Oh, if you kiss me like that again, you may have to stay.
Shall I stay?
Do you want to?
Yeah, very much.
Then stay. How's your headache?
Better.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Oh. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Oh. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Oh. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name.
David.
What?
Do you like my brass bedstead?
Great.
It's Victorian.
Is it?
It's very expensive.
Well, I suppose they are.
David.
Yeah?
What did you think of me when you first saw me?
I thought, here's a girl with long nails, soft hands, good hair, blue eyes, and she's probably got a beautiful body as well.
Disappointed?
Yeah.
What?
Well, what do you think? Of course I'm not.
I'm glad.
You got a big nose, though.
You pig.
Well, big-ish.
I have a thing about it now.
What did you think of me when we met?
I thought you were a nut, that's what I thought.
Ta very much.
A roughy orb with greasy hair. The type to get a girl around the back wall and then run back to his mates to boast about it.
Oh!
I thought you were the kind to get married and expect his wife to wait on him hand and foot.
Yeah, my dad was like that once. But my mum nagged the hell out of him. In the end, he changed.
I'm sorry you didn't like the party.
Claire?
Yes?
I'm tired. You?
Deliciously.
You sound a bit like a man-eating spider.
Good night, darling.
Good night.
David?
Yeah?
Somebody's got to put the light out. The switch is by the door.
Oh, be careful climbing over me.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, it'll teach you to get a bedside lamp, won't it?
You're never sleeping with me again. Never.
Are you sulking?
Don't speak to me.
Well, he's a good dancer, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
You liked dancing with him, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I am sorry I spoiled the party for you.
Oh, look, I've told you, I didn't want to stay there any longer myself. I was glad we left. I'd had enough. Your mood and headache gave me a good excuse to get away.
Scout's honour. You really didn't want to stay with Ray.
No, 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 no.
Then why are you sulking?
Because you still haven't put the bloody light out.
The following morning, Claire gets out of bed and goes to make me some breakfast. Actually, it was just some burnt toast and coffee. Then she gets worried about crumbs in her pyjamas. It's like she's delousing herself or something. Meanwhile, I'm having hell of a job trying not to spill my coffee on the sheets. Well, breakfast in bed always sounds romantic, but it never really works. Claire's doing her thesis thing. I ask where Christine is.
Oh, with Bob and his parents.
Does he live with them?
No.
I thought Bob and Christine were rowing last night.
Not really.
Well, she was giving him hell anyway.
They've been going on like that for years.
She was dotty.
Well, Bob gets stuffy sometimes, so she goes dotty to liven him up. Do you like her?
Yeah, she's all right.
Did she play up to you?
Yeah.
She may marry Bob, I doubt it.
What if she doesn't?
Oh, she'll do something crazy. Marry an actor or something. She likes to gamble.
Do you?
Sometimes. Most people's finance. No. In the present economic climate.
What would your mum and dad think of me?
Oh, they'd like you.
Sure.
I've educated them.
Listen, Bird, don't do me any favours.
I won't.
And if you want to know, there's some things I don't like about you.
So what don't you like?
I don't like it when you say, Bickies.
And sometimes you talk too much.
So you only want me for my body, do you?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to know something, I don't like it when you call me a bird. Right.
I won't say it again.
Thanks.
Give us a kiss. Oh, you make lousy coffee.
Well, thanks again.
I'm happy, though.
Really?
Really. Yeah, in bed with you. It's nice.
I'm glad.
And I'm happy.
David, I've done my stint at the factory.
Lucky you.
Do you really like it?
What do you think?
Have I wanted to do anything else?
Yeah, I fancied being a potter at one time. I like homemade things.
Well, why didn't you do it then?
Well, my pots went wrong. I think I'd like to be a painter. A painter who works from bed.
Can you paint?
No.
Oh. Your pots went wrong and you can't paint. Just as well you're a bookbinder.
That's why I do it.
Here, look. Take this book. It's all about communism.
Well, what am I supposed to do with it?
Read it, of course.
Do you believe this stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
But you study it?
Yes.
I think a bird should cook, have babies and look after her hubby. Dad was right.
Well, if that's what you want, you won't get it here. And if you call women birds once more...
You'll say bickies every other word.
Yes.
Fair dues.
Are you still happy?
Why?
I just want to be sure.
I'm happy.
How happy?
Well, my heart isn't beating madly with excitement or anything, but...
But?
But I just have a nice feeling of being where I am and not wanting to be anywhere else.
Oh, good. What are you looking at?
That mask over there. What is it?
It's made of glass and pebbles and fish shells and bones and wood. Behind the mask is the face of an old woman. Very old. Withered. Look, I'll show you. There. See?
Oh, God, the way the eyes bulge is horrible.
I know. It's me in old age. An artist ended it.
Why?
Because he loved me.
Oh.
Don't be hurt or jealous.
I think it's time I got out of bed.
Did you enjoy your breakfast?
Yes.
Not lying, are you?
No.
Enjoy burnt toast, do you?
With you, I love it.
Right. In return, you can go out and get some fags in the papers.
I see. There's always a price to pay.
That's right, my dad. And while you're out, I'll make some more coffee. I'll try and make it better this time.
Where's the shop?
Around the corner.
Which corner?
First right.
Okay. Oh, I'd better give my mum a ring as well. She'll be wondering where the hell I am.
Oh, yeah, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well. My niece...
But where are you?
At a meet.
Which meet?
Mike, I'm at Mike's.
But he just phoned and asked if you were in.
I don't mean I'm actually staying there.
I gathered that. So where are you?
I'm in a phone box.
Where did you sleep?
With a couple of girls.
What?
In a flat belonging to two girls.
Not Luce, I hope.
Not what?
Luce. Not Luce women, are they?
Oh, ma'am, I slept on a sofa.
By yourself?
Yes.
Will you be coming home for dinner?
Yeah, I think that's very probable.
Hmm. Well, you just be careful now.
Bye, ma'am.
Where have you been? Have you got the stuff?
I phoned my mum. And yes, I got everything.
Well, give me the milk. I'll make some coffee and we'll have a read of the papers. By the way, I want to watch the TV on Tuesday. A friend of mine did a play.
Come to my place.
Your mother might be wanting to watch something else.
Oh, we got an old set in the front room. We could watch it in there.
Okay, lovely. Thank you. Well, do you want to stay for lunch?
What are you having?
Oh, nothing much. I wasn't prepared. Probably a tin of soup and some apples.
Well, in that case...
In that case, you'd rather go home to Mother.
Yeah.
Can't bear blame you. It's just that I've been up to my ears in this bloody thesis.
Oh, that's okay.
And what will your mother be serving up?
It's always the same.
What?
Chicken, sprouts and mash.
Oh, better than tin of soup and apples.
Yeah.
Right. Coffee, then, before you go.
Is dinner ready?
Won't be long, love. Chicken, sprouts and mash.
Oh, lovely.
What's that book you got there?
It belongs to Claire.
What are you reading that stuff for?
Well, she asked me to.
Not one of those, is she?
One of what?
Commies.
No.
Good. Well, don't let your dad see it.
Ma'am,
Claire
wants to come and see something on the telly on Tuesday night. Is that all right?
As long as she's not one of those, it's all right.
I say so.
think that bedside lamp is worth all this trouble?
Of course it is. There's no trouble. I'll have it done in no time. Oh, I had a nasty shock at work this morning. Bill Trent comes up to me and says, "We're getting rid of you, Dave." I thought he must have found out it was me who wrote "I'm a Puff" on the back of his jacket.
What?
Anyway, turns out all he wanted is for me to go downstairs and help Ernie out. Ernie's a bastard to work with, but better than getting the sack.
True.
I need that big screwdriver.
How's it coming?
Like I said, no problem.
Here.
Otter.
I didn't realise it was so complicated.
It's just a matter of knowing what you're doing, that's all.
Why all this mess on my bed?
Oh, I have to empty my saddlebag to find your screwdrivers.
No, shut up. Well, when you found them, why didn't you pull that stuff back in the bag?
Well, chuck the job if you carry on like that.
Let's see if I bloody well care.
Only people with small vocabulary swear.
Stocking tops.
Oh, shut up, I'm concentrating.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Get a bit worked up, Anne, you play. Just calm down, there's a good child. All you've got to do is calm down.
What is it?
Oh, I cut through the live wire. Oh, went right at my bloody arm.
Small vocabulary, Dave.
Oh, God. It was your fault, you know.
Why?
Because you keep chatting and nagging away. Now, let me get on with it.
Well, as long as you're sure you know what you're doing.
Are
you sure?
Look, just shut up, please. And you should have made sure the switch was off anyway.
Knickers.
For an educated girl, you've got a filthy mouth.
I'm surprised you didn't say educated Bert.
Ha ha. That goes like that. There, done. In spite of your nagging, it's done.
Well, let's see if it works, then.
Well, of course it works. Go on, turn it on.
Right. Nothing.
Sod
it. Is it plugged in?
Oh, give me some credit. It must be a fault in the wire.
I've got an idea.
I suggest you keep it to yourself.
It could be the bulb.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Put this one in.
Right.
There. It works.
Now then, put the main light out. There. How about that?
Better. It looks much better. Much better.
Sure does. Come here.
What for?
I think I deserve a kiss, don't you?
That all?
Well, we'll see.
We see, all right. Oh, boy. When I'm on a bed with Claire, nothing else matters a damn. The next day, she comes to my house and we watch her friend on the telly. Mam serves us tea and biscuits on a tray. Dad even flirts with her, in his own way. He even runs her home in his car. I go too, of course. On the way back, he does nothing but grumble.
Do you know what time it is?
About midnight.
Yes, and I start work at 7.
So why did you wait up? You should have gone to bed.
Because I know she could rely on you getting her home, that's why.
Oh, rubbish.
I've got to be up at 6.
I've got to be up at 7 myself, so don't go on.
What was that she was saying about a table or something?
Well, she needs a table to put a lamp on beside the bed. I said I'd make her one.
You must be mad.
Oh, she's worth it. She likes you, you know. I don't know why, but she does.
Well, she's got taste, that's why. God, I'm tired.
Oh, I didn't ask you to drive her home, did I?
I wanted to make sure she got home safe.
We could have run for a taxi.
I must say, I don't know what the hell she sees in you.
You fancy her, don't you?
You what?
You fancy her.
Don't be daft. I'm more than twice her age.
You still fancy her, though, don't you? Come on, you do. Go on, you fancy her.
So, Saturday night comes, and I take the table I've made round to Claire.
God, what's that?
Oh, don't use that. I've had enough trouble with the bus conductor. He wanted to charge me for it, like he was a passenger.
What is it?
Well, it's the table, of course. The table I've made you to put your bedside light on.
It, wobbles.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I tested it with a spirit level.
You don't mean you've been making this since last week?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I hadn't bothered now. All that work, trouble on the bus, and now you're making fun of it.
Sorry.
Well?
What have you done to your nose?
Oh, is it bleeding?
A bit.
Oh, damn. As I was getting off the bus and crossing the road, I saw this really attractive girl.
And she punched you on the nose?
Oh, don't be daft. Nah, well, being me, I have to play up to her a bit, you know. I'd held eye pretending I hadn't noticed her, and I go and trip over the curb. She's smiling. I give her a nod, you know, a sort of what a place to put a curb sort of a nod, and I go and walk straight into a lamppost. Oh, she was lovely, though. Pixie ears. I got a thing about girls with pixie ears.
Well, let's hope she's got a thing about blokes with bleeding noses. Honestly, the things you blokes do when there's a pretty girl around, it's pathetic.
Thanks.
Oh, come here. It's a lovely table. Give me a hug.
Hang on. Let me put it beside your bed. There. See?
It's still wobbling.
You must have a wobbly floor or something. Subsidence, you know.
It's the table that's wobbly.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're not the least bit grateful, are you? A week's work and you're not the least bit grateful.
You're just not a carpenter, that's all.
Oh, wonderful. One minute I'm not an electrician, the next I'm not a carpenter.
There are other things.
All that work, all them hours.
You're not going to cry, are you?
I'm just going, that's what.
Oh, David, you idiot.
I'm off.
No, David, no. God, this is ridiculous. Come here, come here, come here. It's a lovely table. Really?
No, it's not. It's terrible.
Oh, come on, come on. Hug.
You sure?
And so we hug. And soon hugging turns to you know what? And once again, I don't give a damn for anything else. And when it's over, I just lie back in that wonderful afterglow, as they call it.
That was good.
I'm glad.
I don't feel as though I can move a muscle.
Well, then don't. We'll just lie here like this.
Yes, please.
Christine.
Sorry. I didn't mean to disturb anything.
Hello, Christine.
Hello, David. Look, I bought the booze.
Oh, good. I think we could do with it.
Claire, what's that box beside your bed?
The following Monday, I tell my mum I'm going away for the weekend, and we have a row, because I didn't tell her before.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot.
Claire's invited me to her parents' home. Well, could be fun. We arrive at the station, catch the 11:30 to Bristol, and then take a bus. It's raining, wouldn't you know it? We get off the bus and start to walk for a little while. Then I notice Claire has stopped.
What have you stopped for?
This way.
Oh, we go through the park, do we?
This isn't the park, it's our front drive. Oh, this is it. Fry's. My home.
What do you think of the house?
Oh, fantastic. Living in a place like this. All this space, all these windows and light and everything. Hey, is this whole room made of wood?
Yes, oak.
Makes my place seem like a shoebox. You even got a gardener.
We need one, really. Well, what do you think?
Like I said, lovely. Your mum's a good cook.
I mean, what do you think of my parents, apart from the food?
Well, I'm never very impressed with parents. Your dad likes cricket, though. That's a good sign.
Well, I hope you're impressed with the show tomorrow. Wendy's in it. My friend we saw on telly. Yeah. But it all depends if Mummy gets us the tickets.
Do you have to say Mummy?
All right, then. If Mam gets the tickets.
She got the tickets, all right. It was a big old Victorian theatre. Lovely, really, but the show was a pain in the bum. A kind of cross between a strip show and Ivan Novello. I'd never been so glad to see a final curtain in my life. Then, of course, we had to go backstage to see Claire's friend in her dressing room. I was in no mood for pleasant chit-chat, believe me.
Claire, darling, come in! Are you our friend?
Yes. Wendy, this is David.
David, darling, how nice to meet you. Excuse me taking this off, will you? Now, Claire, tell me, what did you think? Did you enjoy it, honestly?
Oh, yes, it was fun. Oh,
it's an awful question to ask, isn't it? I mean, you're not likely to say you hated it.
I did.
What was that?
Wendy, why didn't you write and tell me you were in it? Mummy told me.
Well, to be honest, darling, my part isn't really big enough to advertise, is it?
I nearly missed you altogether.
Sweet, aren't you, David?
Do you think the show's going to run?
Can't say now. Oh, pass me that, will you? Right. Well, but at least we open in town next week. Thank God for that. Another week in Diggs and I die. Well, look, we're having some drinkies in the Dress Circle bar. Like to come?
Super.
You can even bring your nice friend David.
I know I'd sounded like a bastard. I just couldn't help it. Well, the lousy show had really got me down. And I just sat slumped in a corner of the bar while Claire mingled with all those people, telling each other how wonderful everything had been. But there was one chap, though, who was looking depressed. And he came over and sat beside me.
You look as down in the dumps as me.
Afraid some sure get you down, did it?
Yeah.
It was wet.
Yeah, wet's a good word. Wet.
All them nice policemen and nice prostitutes. And the religious father who marries one of the prostitutes. God, it's thank.
So why did you come?
A friend of a friend was in it.
Bad luck.
Why did you come?
I wrote it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Don't apologise. I'm on your side. When I say I wrote it, I mean I wrote the original story. In that one, the policeman tries to rape the prostitute, but she's just seen photographs of starving children, and as she looked at them, they came alive, and the living skeletons moved about and called her mother. Something inside her snaps, and she tries to fight the policeman off, but he just beats her up. Then she goes to a priest, and he starts touching her up, so she stabs him and goes back to her pimp. Her own private hell.
Bit different, isn't it?
They said it was a great idea for a musical. The trouble is, you see, you lose sight of things. I knew when we started rehearsal that they shouldn't make a twee show out of it, but the management were insisting on it having family appeal.
So why didn't you say no?
Because like every other poor sod, I was grateful to get a break. But of course, by the time the producer, the director, the composer, the choreographer and God knows who had had the say, there was no show left. So you see, you don't have to say you're sorry.
Oh, good.
David, there you are.
Claire, this is the writer of the show.
Oh, really? Well done. We were just saying how super it was.
Thanks.
Well, go on, David. Time we were off home.
So we left the poor writer to go drown himself in drink, and Claire drove us back to her parents' house. She told me she was feeling randy, and that her bedroom was second on the right. Well, what happened was I took the wrong room, and to my horror found that I'd slipped into bed beside her dad. Oh, thank God the lights were out and he just dropped off to sleep. I eased my way from under the sheets and crept towards the door just as it opened and her mother came in. I froze in the dark. She walked right past me and got into bed. I had to stand there like a statue till she too had gone to sleep, and I could open the door and get out and go to Claire.
Claire? Claire.
Claire, I'm here.
Go away.
But you said you were feeling randy.
I've gone off it.
Oh, come on.
No.
I'm getting in angry, whether you like it or not.
I'll kick you out and scream rape.
You're a bloody old witch.
Good night.
I get into my own bed and dream of sexy angels and beautiful bronzed women fighting over me and nobody winning. I wake up in the morning tired. I leave Claire sleeping and go. I have the feeling she doesn't want to see me.
I know that someday you want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody new.
So, off on holiday next week.
That's right, Mr. Trent.
Nice for some. Where are you going?
Camping.
Camping? You mean in a tent?
Well, that's usually the way.
Not going alone, are you?
No.
Who with that?
I think that's my business, Mr. Trent.
Oh, I see a girl, is it?
Yes.
Not that Claire, by any chance?
As a matter of fact, yes.
You and Claire together in a tent. Well, well, it could be quite an interesting little holiday. You make sure you tell us all about it when you get back, you sexy little devil, you.
She's not going to be in the same tent as me.
Oh, come on now.
Her friend Christine is coming as well. They're going to be in one tent, me in another.
Doesn't have to stay that way, though, does it?
We'll see.
Well, I hope it stays fine for you.
David! David!
What? Come into my tent, then! Come on!
God, the end of the world. Bloody holiday, indeed.
Mind where you put your feet.
Careful.
Well, don't blame me. I didn't fix the weather.
No, but it was your decision to put our tent on the hillside, wasn't it?
Oh, no, don't start that again.
I told you should never camp on a hillside. It always gets the full force of a storm.
Well, I didn't know there was going to be a storm, did I?
I did.
Oh, Mr. Godpress, sometimes you're a real know-all.
Oh, look out! They went back down!
Oh, quick, give me that mallet. Come on.
Where's bloody mallet? Oh, this man. I'm off.
You're what?
I'm off.
Oh,
I'm not staying here.
And where the hell do you think you're going to?
Remember that chap saying you had a Land Rover down there? And that we could sleep in it when the storm got bad. Well, I'm picking up.
Oh, I see. Deserting a sinking ship, are you?
You bet I am.
You bitch. God. You're not going, are you, Christine?
Oh, sorry, David. Oh, come on, Claire. I'm frozen.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks very much. Thanks very much. Oh,
maybe next time you'll take my advice about where to pitch the tent.
And what makes you think there'll be a next time?
Oh, come on, Christine.
Oh,
quick. I'm
following you.
Oh,
Which way?
Oh, God. Women. Half an hour later, I made my way to the Land Rover and crawled in between them. I could hear them both give little sniggers as I lay shivering, trying to hide my moans. Bitches.
Here. We'll camp right here.
I'm not so sure.
David, I think that after yesterday, it would better listen to Claire.
Okay. Have it your way.
I think it's best.
Shall I light the fire?
No. Go and fetch some water. There's a tap across by the beach.
I know. There's a little shop too. What should we have for breakfast?
Boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs?
Boiled eggs.
Oh, come on. Let's have a fry up.
Stop being awkward. Go and get the water.
The girls are getting too bossy, if you ask me. Anyway, at the water roll, a girl is there, filling a bucket. It's the girl with the pixie ears. Well, well.
Nearly full.
That's all right. No rush.
There. Tap's all yours.
You've got a hair on your mouth.
Have I?
Oh, don't swallow it. You'll die. Here, let me. There. Gone.
Oh, well, thank you for saving my life.
My pleasure.
And if you want to be even more of a hero, perhaps you could look out for a ball I lost in the sea yesterday. If you do come across it, I'd be very grateful if you'd return it to me.
I'll do my best. Are you staying long?
Only till tomorrow. I've seen you before, haven't I?
Yeah, when I was taking that table to a friend.
And you chipped up the curb?
And then I walked into a lamppost.
Did you hurt the table?
Nothing serious. What's your name?
Vicky.
I'm David. David Hopkins.
Well, David, I better be going. If you find my ball, don't forget now.
Oh, yeah. What's your ball like?
Round.
Ah.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Vicky.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care.
Do you know, Claire, until this moment, it was my belief boiled eggs couldn't be burned.
If you hadn't taken so long getting the water, your egg wouldn't have got so hard. What were you doing, for God's sake?
I helped an old lady carry her water bucket.
Very funny.
Are you going to nag the whole holiday?
Well, that depends on you.
You know, I'm rapidly coming to the conclusion this camping holiday is a big, big mistake.
Well, it was your idea.
Yeah, but I thought it was just going to be you and me.
Oh, I see. It's all my fault.
Oh,
Christine, darling, take no notice. I hadn't intended to come along as a gooseberry, you know.
Look, forget it.
It wasn't my fault or Bob's that he couldn't make it at the last moment.
Oh, just forget it.
And it was very nice of Claire to just that I came along.
Forget it. I'm sorry I said anything. Let's just eat our burnt boiled eggs and forget it. Let's just enjoy our rain-soaked freezing holiday and our crippling backache from sleeping in that bloody Land Rover all night. Let's just forget it.
You ungrateful pig. It was very kind of that man to offer it to us.
Kind? It wasn't kind at all. It was all part of a plot. If the weather hadn't turned out to be as bad as it was, he'd have been in there with us.
What?
Oh, don't look so surprised. Two girls, one man, there's one going spare, isn't there? Well, that's what he was after. Still is, most likely. Believe me, Christine, the losing of your virtue is a mere storm away.
You've got a very dirty mind, haven't you, David?
Maybe, but I'm not stupid.
We were in a dreadful situation and he offered us help. As far as I'm concerned, he's an angel.
Hello there.
Oh, speak of the devil.
I see you managed to survive the night, then.
Yes, thanks to you and your Land Rover.
Oh, glad to be of help. By the way, my name's Grant.
And I'm Claire. This is Christine. Mm-hmm. And the one holding the boiled egg is David.
I'd offer you some, but you break your teeth.
Oh, I've had breakfast, thanks. Had it some time ago. Well, I see you did the sensible thing and put your tents up here at the top. It's never a good idea to camp on the side of a hill. It gets the full force of a storm, you see.
Oh, really? I'd never have known that.
Yes, you would. I told you so yesterday.
So you did. I'd quite forgotten.
If I may offer you some more advice, get a larger tent in future.
Oh, they're large enough.
For what?
Well, for being in.
I'm sure you're right, but tents are not just for being in, are they?
Aren't they?
I'm sure the three of you know what I mean. You do know what I mean, don't you?
Speaking for myself, I'm not sure I do.
Come on, grand old chap. Put us in the picture. What do you mean?
Oh, I see. Playing games, are we?
Are we? Exactly. What is it you're suggesting?
Well, to save any more beating about the bush, I'm suggesting we take our clothes off, pair up, and have a bit of fun. Hmm? What do you say, eh? Hmm?
What I have to say is, if you're not away from here in 10 seconds, I'll give you such a kick between the legs you'll be singing sodding soprano for the rest of your life.
Ah, I see. Like that, is it?
Yes, it's like that.
Well, I'm very sorry, I'm sure. I hadn't realised I'd bumped into a meeting of the Salvation Army. My mistake.
In a second, you'll know what it's like to bump into my fist. And that'll be a real mistake.
I was only suggesting some fun.
Fun? With you? You're old enough to be our father, you dirty old bastard. You dirty...
Right, that's it, that's it, that's it. I'm off.
Good. Go for a swim and wash your mind out.
Go to hell. And if it rains tonight, I hope you drown.
Oh. Well, I hate to say I told you so, but I've a funny feeling I told you so.
Oh, David, I'm sorry. God, I just want to be with Bob. What the hell am I doing here?
Hey, can you swim?
Swim? Yes.
And you, Claire?
Yes, why?
Well, at least we shouldn't drown then.
What?
It started to rain.
I never thought I'd see the day when going home from holiday was the best bit, but in this case it was true. And with me being back in my own house and Claire back in her flat, everything seemed good again. Great again.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own.
Like someone dancing on air, I rushed round to see her.
Oh, David.
Yeah, it's me. And this is for you.
For me?
It's a cactus.
Yes, I can see that.
And this is a first-class bottle of wine.
David.
Now, don't speak. Listen. We had a lousy holiday, it's true. But from now on, things are going to be great.
David.
And what I'm going to do tonight is take you out for a meal. A really posh meal. And afterwards, we'll come back here and drink the wine and make love. How does that sound, eh? How does that... What's that suitcase for?
I'm packing.
Why?
I'm going away.
Where?
London first, then over to France.
When?
Tomorrow. Oh, with? By myself.
Who are you staying with?
Oh, an aunt in London, a friend in France. Pass those clothes, will you?
You never told me you were going away.
Should I have? Yeah. Why?
Because I love you, that's why.
Don't be silly, David. Anyway, if you love me, you'll want me to go because that's what I want.
Well, I do not want.
And then you don't love me.
Yes, I do. What sort of friend are you talking about?
He's just a friend.
Oh, it's a he, is it?
Yes.
Oh, a bit special, is he, this friend?
He's an artist.
Oh, is he now? Claire, I love you. Why do you want him?
I just do.
But why? Why?
God, do I have to spell it out for you?
Yeah. Spell it out.
Look, David, it's been good. Let's be friends.
Friends? What are you saying? Friends? Is that all?
Yes.
Claire, do you love me?
No.
Never?
No. Well, yes. Well, I don't know. Sometimes in bed, you know, but not, you know.
No, I don't.
I was going to write. It's easier that way.
Claire, I love you. Please.
No, my love.
Yes.
You don't, David. Believe me.
I do.
No.
Oh, for God's sake, don't start all that. Yes, you do know I don't stuff. I love you. I do love you.
And how long have you been so sure?
I'm sure now.
It's only because I'm leaving that you're suddenly so sure.
Do you love this other bloke?
Please, David.
What's he like?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
What's he like? Different.
From what?
You.
Oh, gonna get something different from him, are you?
Yes.
Oh, so you're gonna start bleeding him, are you?
I'm not starting a slanging match.
Are you going to live with him?
I'll stay with him for a while.
Why can't you just be friends with him?
Because I met him in bed. That's where you meet men.
You must have a crowded bed.
Please, leave me alone.
I can't believe this is happening. I'm standing here with this cactus, and I can't believe it's happening.
David, I've enjoyed being with you. I've wanted no one else.
But now you've got ants in your pants. All right, go. See if I care.
I may feel differently when I get back. If you want me, give me time.
Unusual hobby, meeting people in bed.
David, if you love selflessly, you'll find you won't get hurt.
Balls.
It's when you love yourself and the other person that you're at your most vulnerable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And my mother gets women's magazines too.
I just need time to be free.
What for? Jumping into bed? So, you're really going then?
Haven't you understood?
Oh, yeah. Every word. You're a whore.
What?
You heard. You heard only two... Hey, put that down. Claire, put it down. Claire!
You
bitch!
You hit me. You hit me, you bastard.
I'm sorry. It's just...
Get out. Please get out.
Oh, God, I feel faint. The frying pan nearly killed me. Stupid.
Out. Out.
And that was that. And I staggered towards home, my cactus in one hand, my bottle of wine in the other. People stare at me as I stagger along. They think I'm drunk, of course. They don't know the pain I'm feeling from the blow on my head and the breaking of my heart. At one point, I think I feel blood coming from my head. I feel the sticky stuff dripping down my neck, across my forehead and over my ears. It's only when I try to wipe it off that I find out it's fat. Fat from the frying pan. So there I am, leaning against a wall, with tears and fat running down my face. They say it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. But is it? I don't think so. I think love's a bugger.
The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart.
Hello, Dave.
Oh.
Remember me, don't you? Name's Jill.
Of course I remember you. What's the matter with you?
It's just that you seem to have spent your time in other ways lately.
Well, I've been busy.
So it seems.
What do you want?
Nothing. I just come over to do a bit of gluing for you.
Well, thanks, Droopy Jaws. Very kind.
If you call me Droopy Jaws again, I'll clobber you.
Droopy Jaws?
I'm warning you.
I'll pick up the glue.
I don't know why I bother. It's just you're such a soft kid, I can't help myself.
What are you doing tonight?
Why?
Just asking.
Nothing.
Well, in that case, how about coming to the flicks with me?
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
As I stand outside the cinema, I begin to wish I was going for a drink with the lads instead. Suddenly, I see a girl with long hair cross the road. It's Claire. I move towards her. People get in my way. I elbow them out. I run across the road. A car horn beeps at me and the driver swears at me. The girl turns. It isn't Claire. I run on past her, pretending I'm going farther on. I turn a corner and hide in a shop doorway until she's passed. I feel a right idiot. And I feel that everyone knows what I was doing. Then Jill turns up and we go and see the film. Afterwards, we go to the dungeon for a coffee.
Hey, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fella over there wearing a skirt.
Where?
Over there, look.
Well, he's some sort of monkey, daft twit.
Oh, well, he looks stupid anyway.
Drink your coffee and shut up.
What do you think of the film?
It was all right.
You seem to spend most of the time necking with me.
Oh, I had to get my money's worth, didn't I? I didn't realise I was going to have to pay for you as well.
Was that a lady's year?
Why?
Oh, why do you think?
Out the door, turn right.
Don't be too lonely. I won't be long.
Don't rush. I'll cope.
Hello, David.
Oh, hello, Vicky. Oh, this is a surprise.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Well, what a surprise.
Do you enjoy the holiday?
Sure. Who was that fellow you drove away from the camp with?
The boy's friend.
Oh, nice car.
Yeah. Did you find my ball?
Your ball?
I lost it, remember? You said you'd look out for it.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. No, I didn't find it.
I rather gathered that.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter.
I'll buy you one.
That'll be nice.
What sort would you like?
A real cricket ball. That's what I'd like.
You like cricket?
Yes.
Okay, then. I won't forget this time.
Thanks.
Are you staying for a bit?
You mean here?
Yeah.
Well, that all depends.
Well, I tell you what. I'll have a coffee.
That'll be nice
enough. David! David!
That was quick.
Oh, the ladies doesn't work. They say there's another one over there. I won't be long. Get me a coffee while I'm away.
Right.
Oh, I'm trying to find a chair for me as well. Oh, my corns are killing me.
I think we'd better forget our coffee, don't you?
I'm sorry.
Me too. Oh, don't be sad.
You bite your nails, Blue Eyes. You shouldn't.
I know.
Will you stop doing it?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Around. Well, bye now, sad brown eyes.
See you sometime?
Maybe.
I see you talking to the bus stop.
That's all right.
Who was that thin girl you were talking to? You know, when I was looking for the ladies.
Her name's Vicky.
She's got 30 years.
Pixie.
What?
They're like Pixie's ears. I think they're nice.
I think they're funny. How come you know her?
Oh, I don't really. We just met for a few minutes when I was on holiday.
And where's she work?
I don't know that either.
Oh, she looks like someone who worked in an office.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I did to work in an office. I'm really glad I work in a factory. Do you like girls in factories?
Yeah.
Do you like me?
Yeah.
So where the hell haven't you asked me out before then?
I've been busy at night school. Now I got a bit of free time.
So you looks at me and you thinks, I'll take her out.
Yeah. The best looker.
I really enjoy snapping with you in the pictures. You're a great kisser. Tell me, in the film, do you think she really loved him?
In a way.
He loved her, didn't he?
Well,
my granddad's ill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, my mum and dad have gone to look after him. They've gone to look after him.
So?
So the house is empty, you see.
What are you on about?
The house is empty.
Yeah, so?
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 Think about it. Hot pants.
Oh, you mean...
Getting slow in your old age, aren't you?
I haven't really had a good evening. It's just I'm a good liar, that's all. I was missing Claire. I loved her so much. I hate the feeling of waking in the morning, alone. Everything seemed so empty, meaningless, was meaningless. But now as now, and here I was with Jill.
Dave, what are you doing?
What do you think?
Careful. Oh, you're pressing on my corn, you dumb thing. You know, I put a corn in that.
Jill.
What?
If you don't stop talking, I'll shove the blanket down your throat.
Oh, careful. Dave.
Yeah?
Do you love me?
No.
Tell me you do.
Oh, sorry, love, but I don't.
Please say it.
Why?
Just say it.
I love you.
Thanks. It's really rotten of you, though, so you shove that blanket down my throat.
And then we do it. God knows why. And when I wake up in the morning, she's still fast asleep and snoring. She looks a right mess lying there. What the hell did I think I was doing last night? Why is it that everything seems different in the dark? I leave her lying there, the crumpled mess, and go home. Hello?
David?
Yes?
It's Christine.
Oh, hello, Christine.
I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No.
Right.
I was just watching some French bloke on a telly, singing about the love who'd left him for someone else, and how he hoped the sun was shining for them because it was raining in his heart.
Sounds a bit sloppy to me.
Well, you know the French.
Listen, Bob and I are getting engaged.
Oh, that's great.
And they're giving a party at his house on Thursday. Would you like to come?
Love to.
How is life? Bit dull, I expect.
No, not too dull.
Pick me up at the flag about 8. David?
Claire back yet?
No. Do you miss her?
Well, you know. See you Thursday.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
Hello.
Hello.
I met you in Bristol.
You did? I'm sorry, I just can't remember.
I was with Claire. You were in a
movie. Oh, darling, of course. Oh, forgive me. That show folded so quickly, I tried to forget anything connected with it.
Are you working now?
Doing a telly thing. An all-male cast. And me.
Oh. How long have you been at it?
I'm what, darling?
Rehearsing.
Oh, I see. 3 weeks. It's a 3-part serial.
What do you think of Cardiff?
I haven't seen much of it.
Why not?
Darling, I have 4 hobbies. Listening to music, reading, making love, and acting. In that order. Isn't brandy a sexy drink? You sip it to let it spread over the inside of your mouth and down, down. I like your trousers, darling.
They're new.
Very sexy. Got new underpants on, too.
Of course.
So, where's Claire, then?
Well, she's with her boyfriend in France.
All over between you?
Yeah. But we're still friends.
Really?
Please, Wendy. I don't think you should be stroking my trousers like that.
Don't you think this party's the best?
Well,
so do I. How about coming back to my place later and have some real fun?
You don't waste time, do you?
I haven't got time to waste, Adriel.
All right, then.
Good. See you later. Hello, David. Enjoying yourself?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, this dress of mine has been a big success. Thanks for helping me choose it.
Well, like they said in the flat, you look staggering.
You seem very sad we were in the flat. Was it strange being back there?
Well, it's just,
I know. Do you want to hear about the man she's with?
Yes.
His name's André. He's a painter. Claire met him last year in France, but while she was with him, he had an affair with that peasant girl.
God,
he's like that. He believes that love tied to anything permanent becomes negative and destructive. Anyway, Claire didn't care much for the competition and left him. He wrote to her saying something about the girl having more warmth and natural beauty than anyone he'd ever painted.
And now Claire's gone back to him?
Yes.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
What does? Excuse me, I'm just going to get a drink.
I wouldn't mind some aspirin. I got a headache coming on.
David. If you're going to come with me, we mustn't leave it too long. It's quite a drive.
Oh, God.
What is it?
I can't get off the bed. My legs are turned to jelly.
Oh, darling, did I exhaust you?
Yeah, if you want to know, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you're some girl, Wendy.
It has been said.
And as for this bedroom, it's like those places they used to have Roman orgies in. I've never seen anything like it.
Headache all gone?
What do you think? Wendy, why are there all these exercise things about the place? You don't go in for weightlifting, do you?
They belong to my husband.
Your husband?
Yes. He's a rugby player. He likes to keep fit. You know what they're like.
A rugby player? Oh, God.
Don't worry. He's miles away.
Wendy, my darling, it's me.
On the other hand...
We won.
Is that him? That's him, all right. Well, sounds like they won the match.
Oh, why me?
Hello, my little precious. We won.
Hello, darling.
Notice you got a baby, do they?
Oh, Ted, this is David. David Ted.
Hello, David.
I can explain everything.
Well, if there's a good sofa, you can keep the bed. Otherwise,
David.
David, I think it only fair that you sleep out there and I sleep in here.
Oh. You all right? I've got a headache coming on.
You better keep the bed, then. Night-night, both.
Night-night, darling.
God, it was a great game. Great game.
Is your headache really coming back?
Why didn't he kick me out?
Why should he?
What do you mean, why should he? I'm in bed with his wife.
Well, he would have done if he'd lost the game.
Wendy, I'm going.
But why? Why?
Because I don't fancy waking up in the morning and facing, if you'll pardon my saying so, a 7-foot gorilla who, in the light of day, will thump the hell out of me.
David, relax. You have time for that cup of coffee, surely.
All I have time for is to put on my brand new sexy trousers and get the hell out of here.
Well, thanks for everything. I mean it.
My pleasure.
You were great.
Thanks.
I'll dream of you tonight. I'll have my husband lying beside me, but I'll be dreaming of you.
You really are quite a girl, Wendy.
I'll always think of you. I'll always think of you as appearing first in a flash of lightning and a shower of sparks with a wand in your hand.
Oh, God, these trousers are tight. So that was that. And I left Wendy calling out to her husband to come to bed. I liked making love to her. And she'd enjoyed it. I suppose I love all women. And yet, when I'd done it with Jill in a council house, she just looked at me without making a sound, as if she was watching television.
And why weren't you at work yesterday?
I'm sorry, Mr. Trent. I had a really bad headache.
Seem to get a lot of these headaches, don't you?
Yes, Mr. Trent.
I hope you're not having me on.
No, honest.
Because if I find you having me on, I'll have you out of this place before you can say Jack Robinson.
I understand, Mr. Trent.
Good. Get on with the gluing, then.
Jack Robinson.
You've been avoiding me.
No, I've been studying.
There's no night school yet.
I've been doing a lot of reading, you know, private study.
Oh, yes, private study, I've been reading. Coming out for a walk when the hooter goes.
I'm busy today, Jill.
Please.
I'm going window cleaning now.
Just a short walk.
I gotta go down to the fish shop for dinner. My man fell down and broke a leg.
I don't believe you. I want to go for a walk with you, slobhead.
All right, we'll go for a walk.
David, what do you think about babies?
Can't say I've thought about it much.
I'm having one.
What are you on about?
I'm having a baby. I'm pregnant.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. And if you ask me if it's yours, I'll slot you.
You're pretty calm about it, aren't you?
Not much I can do, is there?
So, what do you want?
I want you to come round to my house tonight and we'll tell my mum and dad. Talk about the marriage.
I've got to go to a prize giving tonight. I'm collecting my book tokens.
David, please.
Sorry.
Don't have to go tonight.
Yeah, I do. Listen, I tell you, I do.
You sod.
So that's it, is it? I had the final fling and now I got to pay for it. Jill and a baby. Got to marry her, I suppose. Home and children. Got to, haven't I? Everything's going wrong. Going too fast. I even get a phone call from Christine telling me her marriage to Bob is off. When I ask why, she just says he's not interested anymore. She sounds really hurt. I always thought Bob was over mental and undersexed. She asks me if she's attractive, and I say she's not 7 foot with a wooden leg. When she asks me what that means, I say it means I certainly wouldn't kick her out of bed. I hear her laugh, and she says, "Thank you, David." Suddenly, the idea of marriage doesn't seem so bad to me. Suddenly, I'm looking forward to Jill being my wife and having a house and children. Well, the first one's on his way. I'll call him Hugh. Everything's going so fast. I'm suddenly feeling different about things, about Jill. Suddenly, she's certainly not 7 foot with a wooden leg. Do you want an apple?
I'm glad you suggested we came to the park. How are you feeling?
You never did what you said you were going to do on Saturday, did you?
I did.
You're lying again.
What do you mean?
I mean, I heard the foreman saying you got that book token last week. There was no prize given, was there? Was there?
Well, I...
It doesn't matter.
Jill, listen. I want you to know something. Saturday night was like a final mad fling for me before settling down. I want to marry you. I really do. Not just because of the baby, but because... Well, because I want to. The more I think about it, the more I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Come on, have an apple.
I'm not having one.
Oh, why not? They're lovely, look.
I mean, I'm not having a baby. It was a mistake.
You're not pregnant?
No.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Look, when I asked you if you were sure you were having a kid, you said, yeah, of course I'm having it. Now when I say you're sure you're not having a kid, you say, of course I'm sure. Why are you always so sure?
Oh, shut up. Anyway, I don't want to marry. The only reason I was going to marry you was for the kid. Now I'm not having it, everything's different. And what's more, I like the apprentice downstairs better than you. You won't tell him about this, will you? Please say you won't tell him.
I won't tell him. God, this is crazy.
He's taking me out tonight, you see?
Yeah, I won't tell him.
Oh, I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong idea. You're not angry, are you?
No. I'm not angry. I'll walk myself back.
So that's that. Bang goes the wife and family. And the next day, at work,
I'm told to go and see Mr. Roderick. And he says...
Well, now, David, you have thrown a lot of promise here.
Thank you, sir.
But I'm afraid you have also flagrantly disobeyed instructions to attend night school. And recently you have indulged in absenteeism. This is an appalling attitude from someone of whom we think so highly.
But
no interruptions, please. So after assessing the good and bad points carefully, I have come to a decision.
Which is?
Which is that I would like to give you the opportunity of asking for a cancellation of your indentures.
That's very good of you, Mr. Roderick.
You have talent, David. But for what, I am not quite sure. It's up to you to find out. Your search is not over yet.
Well, no, Mr. Roderick. I have made a decision. I have decided, after a great deal of thought, that I'm not temperamentally suited to this firm, and I would like my indentures cancelled.
Bang goes away from family, bang goes the job. The world is going crazy. I'm free of the job, though. I feel wonderful, in a way. Off I go. It's sad to part from friends. My friends, my enemies, people who knew me and accepted me as another. Now I'm alone and lost. It's then, walking the streets, drinking from a bottle of whiskey, that I think of Claire again. I remember her flat. I've still got the key. I want to see the flat again, just one more time. I arrive at the flat. God, I've nearly drunk all the whiskey. I go in. There's a woman sitting there. Claire? Claire, is it you? Is it really you? Oh, no. No, it's Wendy. Sorry, it's the light. I didn't rec... Jill? Who is it? Pixie ears? I don't know what's happening. She stands up. Oh, God. She's over 7 foot tall. She's moving to the bathroom door, dragging her left foot as though it didn't belong to her, as though it were made of wood. She unlocks the door and goes in. I hear her calling my name. What is she doing in there? Taking her wig off? Unplugging her eyes? What does she want from me? I've got to get away from here now. But suddenly, I can't move. Her hand is holding tight on my leg. Oh! Oh. I wake in the morning. I'm still in Claire's flat, lying on her bed. Beside me is the table I made, and on it the lamp I made, and beside the lamp, a letter.
Dear David, hope I didn't disturb you. I had to collect a few things. When I first came in, I was terrified. Who's sleeping in Claire's bed? Then, surprise, surprise, it was young Hopkins, looking the worse for wear. Managed to get your coat off, the rest of your clothes you still have on. Tried to undress you, but you got angry. So after pulling one shoe off, I gave it up as a bad job. I looked in your pocket, hope you don't mind, and you still have a key. Will you leave it with the rest on the table? Be careful in the kitchen. You broke a glass. What were you doing last night? Much love, Christine.
I look about the flat, bare but familiar with yesterday. I leave the key on the table and leave the flat forever. Goodbye, Claire.
There you go, invited. Here am I. Will you melt me here so I could sit and cry? Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
I'm just leaving home, ma'am. Going into a friend's flat. I'm not leaving the country.
Oh, dear, you look as if you slept in your clothes.
If he's leaving home, God help him, we'll dress him.
Oh, come on, ma'am, don't cry.
I pity his wife if he ever gets one.
Oh, shut up, Tom Willow. So, you've really decided to go, then?
Yes, ma'am, you know I have.
Have you got a job worth having, a trade? Got a trade to go to, have you?
As a matter of fact, Mr. Hopkins, I have.
Oh, what's all this Mr. Hopkins stuff?
I've managed to get a very good job tarting up old books.
Oh, back of the old game, then.
Well, that's it, but who knows? Bye, ma'am, I gotta go.
Bye-bye, love. You take care now.
Do my best. Bye, Dad.
Bye, son. Look, when you've settled in, give us a ring. I'll bring the rest of your stuff in my car.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks.
Oh, thank God.
And like your mum said, now, take care now.
I take care, all right. My new job's fine, and my designing is much appreciated. So now it's nearly over. Except to say that 3 weeks ago, I popped into City Hall to see Vicky. And that 3 weeks ago, Vicky spent the night with me in my flat, and the next morning I took her home. 2 weeks ago, we did the same. A week ago, she spent the night with me again. But in the morning, I didn't take her home. And now, here I am, lying in bed with Vicky Pixie Ears. She's beautiful. I tell her so.
No, lovely is what I am.
You can read that book all night.
Hmm?
I said you read half that pleasing book.
Listen, the more you try to put me off, the longer I'll take finishing this chapter.
She just goes on turning over page after page after page. I never seem to get it right with women. There's plenty of wanted me, but not the one I want. I wish I could attract her the way books do. God, she's still reading. Damn, I think I'm getting one of my heads. I wonder what Claire's doing at this moment. What's she thinking? I can't get her out of my aching head.
David, if you love selflessly, you'll find you won't get hurt.
Balls.
It's when you love yourself and the other person that you're at your most vulnerable.
Vicky Pixiers goes on reading what must be the longest chapter in history. There's no doubt about it. Love's a bugger.
Someday I'm gonna write a story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me.
Matthew Morgan was David, Emma Fielding, Claire, Cyril Jenkins, Jill, Rachel Atkins, Christine, Geraldine Fitzgerald, Wendy, and Ruth Jones, Vicky Pixie Ears.
And that first exciting time I held you close to me. Ba-bum-bum, the sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. And later on, the joy of making up, never, never more to part.
David's mum and dad were Elizabeth Morgan and Richard Davis, Mr. Trent, Gerald James, Mr. Roderick, Keith Drinkle, Grant, John Badley, and Ted, Julian Ryan Tuck.
So the story of my life can start and end with you.
Seven Foot, with a Wooden Leg, was dramatized by Jerry Jones from Peter King's novel of the same title.
Later on, the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to thank you for my wife. So the story of my life can start and end and start and end and start and end with you.